والنعيم. شد الله بذات الجلد والذي حضرت
and then Prabhupada received you. Now this disciple was in a shock, like, what is this?
In coming to God, we and the angels are two different things. But in bhakti yoga, we and the angels are the same. Prabhupada was asked, after we went to God, what do we do? Descending, thanking, increasing. That's what we are doing now. So yes, that's what we have to do there also. There is no difference between what we are doing in worship service here and what we do in the speeches. But in Kali Yoga, for Ashtanga Yoga, you cannot go to Guru Vrindavan and after that do any Ashtanga Yoga in Guru Vrindavan. Or even any of the speeches, even in my, the people who worship in the Ashtanga Yoga, they also go to Ashtanga Yoga in Brahma. Brahma. So the worship service is neat and the end is the highest. It is the highest process. That is what Prabhupada explained in the last paragraph of the Bhagavad Gita. Only devotee can go under the interested Bhagavad Gita and desire it. To understand Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada Krishna explains in last chapter, 8th chapter, I don't know the verse. Bhaktosi me sakati. No, you know what this one.
But just by little bit of surrender towards God, it leads to the Lord.
secretary of all the 600 masses. The just 5 masses were long. So Hanuman was telling the same, and then he was sharing that how Lord Ram, he never accepted me as his servant. He always considered me as his friend. This is friend. This is Lord Ram's solemnity. So if we hear more and more Ram Lila, in fact, Valmiki Muni was so irritated. He has not even mentioned much of childhood pastimes of Lord Ram. There are no childhood pastimes of Lord Ram. There is something pastime here and there when we can picture with Tulsi Rama and all. But in Valmiki Rama, there is no childhood pastime mentioned about Lord Ram. Only Krishna's pastime. And old Rama is just crying. Lord Ram is suffering. Sita Mata is suffering. Lakshman, Bharat, Guha Maharaj, Ram, Manodari, everybody is in suffering mode. Even the person who made the whole the plan of banishing Lord Ram was taking, Mother taking, she also suffered. Because the main object of her enjoyment, his son, he was also doing austerity. He had so much of love for Lord Ram, Bharat Maharaj. So it is explained that Bharat Maharaj would take part every day in Saraju river in the morning, and he would go to take part much before anybody would get up. So if everybody would go at say Brahmanga time around 4:30 or 5, he would go much before that, and then he gave reason all the that why I am going much before that everybody. He says that I am so fallen. It is not that because of mantra I am doing this when Lord Ram is to go. Not I do not blame even my father because he has given promise to get to fulfill. I do not even blame Kaili because she is my mother. And my mother will actually have affection for his child. It is just it is me, I am to be blamed. And I should get myself purified. I am the most fallen person. And I don't want anyone to see me in the morning as a Vishwaya Nikhaya. So that's what he had in his own mood, that no one should see in the morning time. They should not see a person so fallen and so inauspicious. That's why I take part in the morning, whereas before anybody goes. And the Valmiki Muni explains that suddenly the river would be so cold in the morning time, so cold in the morning time, that the elephants they used to come to Saraju river to drink water in the afternoon would run away because of the cold of the river. It was so cold that elephant would not drink the water from Saraju river even in afternoon. And Bharat Maharaj would take bath very early in the morning. Just he had himself so fallen. Yeah. He said, I do not blame anybody. So Ram is also considered for Krishna is the Pona Purushottam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Maryada Purushottam Bhagavan Sri Ram. Maryada means not only in his limitations, not the limitations, but also discipline. Maryada means it also means discipline. So it is actually that like one has to follow the activities of God. And some people may say that we want to do Ramila or Krishna. I said that if you don't want to follow the immediate activities of God, then better imitate the activities of God, then better follow the instruction of Lord Krishna, not the other way. Follow the instruction of Lord Krishna, then immediately the activities of Lord Ram. So Lord Krishna generally condemned the morality without devotional service. And Lord Ram never executed the highest morality. So when Lord Ram's coronation was declared, all the Ayodhya houses they were very, very happy. They were very happy. And Dasarath Maharaj had 350 wives. And the three principal wives was Kaushalya, Sushila and Kaili. Most of us know that he had 350 wives. But it's not that he was lusty, that's why he had so many wives. He explained that Parashuram, he annihilated all the Kshatriyas, good and bad both, because And he used to be even in the circumvented, he went everywhere 21 times. So he would come to every house. And he had taken a mark that I did not see a person who is getting married. So that's why the moment Dasarath Maharaj would hear the news that Varsana is coming, who immediately start process and he would get married. So Varsana would say, okay, he will die getting married. I cannot see him, see who he is. That's how he has so many lives. So because of this, many lives of Vasis also had many lives. Dasarath Maharaj, Dasarath Maharaj. It's very easy to follow the simple principle. Prabhupada drank Sarana, so he also drank Sarana. But Prabhupada drank only one. Then we don't want to follow. So, on the Dasarath Maharaj, they were also getting married. 1, 2, 3. So, all the ladies who were single, young, who were in their middle age and who were old, all of them became very married because not now is the theme. The young girls, they thought that now he will not have four wives because now Ram has taken the Ekapatni here, only one wife. So all the subjects they have to follow one of what Ram says. Dasarath Maharaj could not say that, no, he should have only one wife because he intercepted, there was no exemplary in the area, in one sense. But here, Lord Ram had taken only Ekapatni here from the very beginning. So all the young girls, they were happy that we will not have four wives. All the middle aged girls, they said, we will not, that we will not have this concept of favorite wife and no favorite wife. Because if Lord Ram is the king, our husband has to treat all of us equally. So here, since Lord Dasarath Maharaj, his favorite wife was Kaiti, they were afraid that this kind of thing, you know, in their heart of hearts, and there will not be a concept of favorite wife. So Kaiti was one of the most favorite wives of Dasarath Maharaj. When Kaiti became unhappy, Dasarath Maharaj went to her and she said, that, why you are unhappy? What do I do to please you? Shall I kill somebody or shall I divide from somebody who is there? And Kaiti, Mother Kaiti, she knew the key point that I am the most favorite queen of the earth. And then she asked for this. And Sumantra, the minister of the earth, Maharaj, he was very much into the family. And he started chastising in front of the earth, Maharaj, started chastising Kaiti that you are the real daughter of your mother. That's why you are doing like this. And then his Sumantra spoke one pastime that who was Kaiti's mother? Kaiti's mother, her father, Kaiti's father has studied so that he can understand the language of all the animals, all the species. But no, all these traditions, if somebody gets, and then there is one more additional condition that you cannot speak whatever the animals are talking to anybody else. Because if you say, you will die. Now, what is the use of the bell which cannot be used? What is the use of a meditation? You cannot boost around. So this man was illiterate and now what to do? Just you can keep everything to himself. And one time, Kaiti's mother and Kaiti's father, they were together. And Kaiti's father started laughing. So Kaiti's mother said, why are you laughing? He said that no, nothing, I'm just laughing. He said, no, why you are laughing on that thing? You must be hearing from the Ram, and you must be thinking of the and then you must be comparing. And Sakti started celebrating so many things. So many things she started speculating. And this, Kaiti's father said that, if I tell you, I will die. But I don't want to die, but tell me what is that. See, I can understand the language of these animals, and I heard the talk of these two eggs. That's why I was laughing. Now what they talk? Then I will die. Oh, I want to know what they talk. So I will die. I don't care. You tell me what they talk. And he said, and he died. And then Sumantra told him, like, that you are the same person. Your husband is saying that if you punish or harm, you will die. But you do not care. And you want him to die. You are the real daughter of your mother. This was the birth of Kaiti, the mother of Kaiti. And Peggy was so smart, she told 14 years, no less. Because according to Madhu Samhita, if somebody is budget from the house for 14 years, he cannot claim any on the property of his father, he cannot claim any right. That was the rule. That is the rule. This was Madhu Samhita. So Peggy knew it. And that, that's why she said that no less than 14 years. Okay, Ram must be married for 14 years. So it's not that she was just a simple lady doing cooking. Somebody else was also cooking in her mind. So all the middle age ladies, they were happy. They did not have this kind of thing. Ram becomes a king. And all the old ladies, they were also happy. When Ram becomes a king, the son of any of our co-wives has to read all of us properly. Because in a year, the son of the eldest queen or eldest lady is the head of the house. He may not treat us properly, but if Ram becomes the king, he will have to treat all of us very nice. So Lord Ram followed 8 particulars from the very beginning. So Lord Ram, actually, Lord Kshatriya, a king has a right to marry many queens. He can marry many, he has a right. But and Lord Ram, whenever any kind of incident or proposal would come, you would say, in my next life. As Krishna, no problem. But as Ram, Ram, only one life. Nothing more. So Lord Ram is said that he was so beautiful, he was so beautiful, that Sumitra, mother of Lakshman, she said that now that you are going to serve Ram in the forest, don't harm me. Now it was suddenly, I started to explain that why Sumitra said this, don't harm me, don't harm Lord Ram, do not cause harm to Lord Ram. And as Ramananda started to explain that Lord Ram was so beautiful. He said that when Dasharatha could see his son, Dasharatha spoke one was in the book. Beauty of his own son. He said that Prasadastu, Rathagatam, Gandharva, his body was like a Gandharva, Lord Ram was so beautiful. Loka Vishaya, it was popular. Dilbhavu, long arms, Mahatattvam, personification of goodness. Matta Mahatanta, he went to walk, Lord Ram would walk, it was like a walking of a mad animal. And Dasharatha Maharaj, one time he got stunned seeing the walk of his own son. It was so beautiful, mesmerizing. Any beautiful walk. Our walk, we know. There, Lord Ram. And then one time, Vishwamitra, when he had taken Lord Ram and Lakshman to kill Taraka and Mahesh and everybody, at that time he saw Lord Ram was lying down. He was just lying down, sleeping. And he was looking so beautiful. When he sees, we know what happens. Pure moral ignorance. And when we get up, today the hangover is still there. Our hair are from eyes. It's not even, cannot even describe how it was. But when Lord Ram was sleeping, Vishwamitra said that he's so beautiful, just by sleeping. Lord Ram, even Krishna, when he was sitting, he was so beautiful. Lord, when he saw Lord Krishna, he was telling Lord Krishna. And when he saw that Krishna is so beautiful, he had tears in his eyes. And when he had tears, his vision became blurred. And when his vision became blurred, he started condemning himself. Right? What is the use of this ecstasy? It is disturbing my service to my master. So ecstasy or no ecstasy? Sometimes ecstasy became obstacle in emotional service. That's what Sumitra was saying. That do not cause harm to Lord Ram. Because after that ecstasy, that Lord Ram was so beautiful, that should not happen that Ashram to get stunned, and instead of being service, he just starts observing the beauty of Lord Ram. This is the beauty of Lord Ram. And Lakshman kept the promise of his mother. He fact, one time in the forest, Lord Ram asked Lakshman, can you just prepare one part of the tree for me and one part of the tree for me? Lakshman said, there is no separate identity for me is a chair, so that Sri Sri Vyasa position. Lakshman was sitting in that Vyasa position and there is a deity of Lakshman at Chitrakoot where he is sitting in the Vyasa position. The same thing Parikshit Maharaj also said that I don't have any qualification that Lord Krishna is protected me. It's just because of the Pandavas to whom he was protecting in the Vyasa position. Lord Krishna always protected Pandavas. So we are Parikshit Maharaj was telling Krishna always protected my forefathers. He was sitting in a Vyasa position. Same thing, this Lakshman was also sitting in a Vyasa position to protect Lord Ram and Lord Sita. So one time, when Hanumanji came to Lakshman and Lord Ram, they were walking after the apparition of Mother Sita. So they were saying, Hanuman, go and see who are these two people. And when Hanumanji met Lakshman, Lakshman gave his own introduction. And before introducing himself, he glorified his own father. He glorified Lord Ram. And then he said that I am nothing but the Astoham Kausal Indrasya. I am servant of Ravan. Although he considered me as his brother, but I am servant. That is the mood of Krishna. Then, when Hanuman meets Mother Sita in Lanka, Mother Sita says that Lord Ram is so compassionate that when Jayanta had come and he misbehaved with me, Lord Ram punished Jayanta, but this Jayanta immediately begged forgiveness and Lord Ram forgave him. Why is he not coming here to take care of me? Why is he not coming here to protect me? And at that time Mother Sita shared that one time we were crossing Ganga, Mother Ganga, Ganga River. And at that time she asked Lord Ram that what is the highest dharma? And Lord Ram said, I cannot see others suffering. I want to help them. When others they suffer, I cannot see that. And my dharma is to make them happy. Make them keep them protected. And in Lord Ram says himself, when Ravan, who had abducted Mother Sita, when he came face to face with Lord Ram on the very first day of the battle of Lanka, Lord Ram defeated Ravan on the very first day. He was flat on the ground. And who was Ravan? Ravan was flat in the ground. Who was Ravan? Ravan was Akatari. There is no English word for Akatari. You can say terrorist kind of person. So some of the Sanskrit word is not very English. Akatari is someone who creates a kind of terror. He is usually that to the most notorious person. So Ravan was then Akatari. And Lord Ram has appeared to kill him. One of his reasons was to kill Ram. And here, the moment, very first day, when Ram was flat on the street, battlefield, Ram came to him and said, then you must be tired. Go and take a rest. We will fight tomorrow. And Kshatriya, of course, there is a principle. Kshatriya won't fight a person who is unarmed and on the street. But there is another thing which Acharya explained, that Lord Ram was thinking, maybe by tomorrow he will change his mood, he will change his attitude, and maybe tomorrow he will surrender. And if he surrenders tomorrow, I will not take him. That was the thinking Lord Ram had. So in the end, when Ravan was killed, he told the Lord Ram to Vibhishan that here is your brother, do the last rites, final rites. If you are feeling that he was a very Akatari person, he should not be given final rites, then it is wrong. And Lord Ram started glorifying Ravan also, that he was such a Kshatriya, he fought in fight of the battle. And whatever enemy which he had, for soul. So for his soul, let us do the cremation properly. And if you don't do religion, then I will do it for him. And Ram said, again after that explained, that Lord Ram was thinking that till the time that Ram is alive, let me help him. But I couldn't help him. But now he said, at least let me do now something good for him. Lord Ram said, okay. If you don't do religion, then I will do the last time. That's why it is explained that there is one devotee there who was explaining that when a person gets power, like how these people, when they get power, if you have to see their character, which you see by giving them power, if you have to see the character of any person, giving him power, when he is given power, at that time we can see their character. So, Mahabharata explains there were two great fools. One was Ram, another was Duryodhana. Hanumanji told Raman that, look Ram, I am just a small, insignificant servant of Ram, and see how much destruction I have caused to you. The heavenly messengers, Hanumanji is explaining that heavenly messengers are insignificant people. So sometimes they are killed, it's not going to affect the whole army. And Hanuman says, I am an insignificant person. But Ravana could not understand. Even in case of Duryodhana, when there was war between Yadava and Kauravas, at that time Duryodhana said that, oh Krishna, I know that you are the Supreme Lord. But I am doing what I am supposed to do. You are the yantri and I am the yantra. You are the one who is operating the machine and I am that machine. So Ram, do you even have this idea that yes, Krishna has the supreme authority over it, but he had his own personal goal in his mind. Personal agenda, personal goal was higher than the ultimate goal. There is one incident that after the Duryodhana was killed, mortally wounded by Bhima, he broke his eyes. He was lying on the ground. This is after Mahabharata war. The people who was survived was Kripacharya, Ashwatthama, and two other soldiers. As Duryodhana made Ashwatthama commander in chief. And we quote that Ashwatthama, see, all my sons are dead, all my brothers are dead, but my wife is still alive. And I am here mortally wounded, but my wife is still alive. You go and fight with Pandavas, you win the war, and then you have association with my mother's wife. And then my son let him become the king. He had so much of goal for his personal gain that I want to become the king, I want to become the ruler, I want to be the controller. That even after knowing that Krishna is supreme, he kept his own goal on priority. So in devotional service, sometimes the small goals which we have, and the ultimate goal, which is Lord Sri Krishna, we should always know that the ultimate goal is that. The Prabhupada used to say that even if you have desire to meet a Rasgulla or Gulab Jamun, to meet that Rasgulla or Gulab Jamun, you have to come back. For such a insignificant thing. So, we should never be compromising the ultimate goal for these short term goals. Then Lord Ramchandra, when he was in the fight with Ravan, at that time Lord Ram was sitting on the shoulder of Hanumanji. So Indra immediately sent his charioteer along with his chariot, and charioteer's name was Matali. And with respect, the Lord Ram first of all offered respect to that Matali. Respect to that chariot, and then he sat on that chariot. And in the war, writing, so he came the way he can communicate his spirit language. So he has to tell the secretary and hold left, he's on the left side. Right, because the right side is straight, middle, something like that, they have their own communication. So of course, Govind is mentioned that Arjun killed Lord Krishna. Govind is mentioned. But there was a situation in the war. And in that war, Lord Ram told little harshly to Matali, because Matali was going a little slow at one point of time. And Lord Ram immediately realized that this chariot and chariot doesn't belong to me. How can I see harshly to this person? And Lord Ram begged forgiveness, total flat color to Matali, that please forgive me for this harsh words. So this is so much, it is said that Ramachandra was so much sensitive. So sensitive, he was so considerate, and at the same time he was so compassionate. So he saw the qualities of Lord Ram. So after Lord Ram when he went to his spiritual abode, Sukadeva Goswami explains that the very soft lotus feet which walk on the forest of Dandakaranya, on soaring pebbles, stones, Lord Ram placed those lotus feet in the heart of his devotees. And then, in Sanat Kedu, he explained that Lord Ram, after Yajna, he gave everything to the Brahmanas. Everything was donated, except his own clothes, Mother Sita's ornaments, and everything was donated to the Brahmanas. So all the Brahmanas, they were saying that you gave us everything. Actually, it is explained that Brahmanas gave back everything, whatever was given. All the Brahmanas had a right to demand for donation, charity, but they do not have any right to keep that donation. So here, in modern day, it has become other way around. They demand and they do not give also. Even in the case of Dasarath Maharaj, when he performed the yajna, when the sweet rice came and all the three queens, they ate that sweet rice. At that time also he donated everything to Brahmanas and all the Brahmanas actually gave it back. In this case, Brahmanas, he said that, O Ram, you are sitting in our heart. And you have to respect our ignorance. We do not want anything else. Yes, all whatever you give us, we give you back. Maybe Brahmana will get some cows, but they give us everything. And Lord Krishna said that I am sitting in everyone's heart, but who is sitting in my heart? Lord Ram said, Lakshman is sitting in my heart. Lakshman was so dear to Lord Ram, and he spoke the sentence. Of course, all the devotees are also sitting in Krishna's heart, but Lord Ram said, all these brothers, Shatrughna is the one who defeats the Shatru, that is enemy. But we hear only one enemy is Shatrughna to defeat. But after they explain that Shatrughna means the one who has conquered the internal enemy. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mathura. Shatrughna conquered his internal enemy. Varaha, this Varaha means the one who is completely engaged in Lord Ram. The one who is completely engaged, his bhava, his raga, all his movement, everything is in connection with Lord Krishna, Lord Ram. Sanskrit word. Lakshman means the one who is Lakshmi, the wealth. And what was the wealth of Lakshman? The wealth of Lakshman is service of Lord Ram. That is what it is actually. So, here we see that Lord Ram, he was so compassionate, even to Ram, he was so sensitive to Matali. His himself was so obedient to his parents. His mother, his father, he was as a husband, he took care of his wife. he had to protect his wife, he kept that principle. The Ram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the supreme enjoyer. The enjoyment is not his birthright, it is his eternal right. And his eternal potency, the potency he gives his pleasure, is in his control. So it's not that he is okay, Mother Sita not there and somebody else, I'll go for it. No, he said that I, as a husband, I must take care of my wife. And the whole war was there. The entire race of demons was finished in that war, except Vibhishan. Everybody was finished in that. But then again, Lord Ram has to go through that pain of banishing Sita. Because he was concerned because of few of what citizens were saying, and he was not a punishment just like that. He was in a proper way at the ashram of Valmiki Muni. So Lord Ram was to go through this pain also. Then he had to, before that, he had to tell Mother Sita to go for Agni Pariksha. Agni Pariksha, everybody knows Agni is fire. She has, Mother Sita has to go in, had to go in fire to prove herself that she is pure. But Acharya explained that Lord Ram had no doubt that Mother Sita is pure. Lord Ram, the reason of putting Mother Sita in Agni Pariksha was also not to get Sita back and put very very inside. That will be a different story, we will talk sometime later. But that was not the intention. The main intention was because Lord Ram said, this is of course a pastime, that Lord Ram saw that Mother Sita offended Lakshman. Because when Sita was affected, Lakshman was guarding Mother Sita. And Mother Sita spoke so many harsh words to send Lakshman to go and see the status of Lord Ram. Now that Malish, he died calling loudly, hey Lakshman, hey Sita. Sita said that my husband is in danger, you go and protect him. Lakshman said that I have got the order from my brother that I should protect him. And then Mother Sita started speaking. There are so many verses after verses after verses in Ramayana. And it is very harsh. They are very harsh. Even just by doing this, if we start reading it, it will really pain our heart. So Lord Ram, because it was a question of God, Lakshman said that. And Lakshman, how he took it? It's not that Mother Sita is speaking all these things, so he would say, I am protecting you, I am coming all the way from there, and I am doing all these service, and you are talking all these things. Lakshman's reaction was not that. He put his head down, and he went to protect Lord Ram. And when he reached Lord Ram, Ram started rebuking him also. Why are you saying this? You have not come, you have not left Sita alone. So he got chastisement there, he got chastisement here, and he has explained that Lakshman's competency and his integrity both were question mark by the people to whom he was sorted to go. But Lakshman never changed his attitude, always at the feet of Lord Ram. He has explained one thing when you say, have you ever seen lotus which blossoms 24 hours? The lotus will grow when it is sunset. When it is sunrise, it will see that. But Ramji Muni said that if you want to see the lotus, you should see the face of Lakshman, you should see his eyes. Because it remains open 24 hours. For 12 years, Lakshman never slept. So Ramji Muni compared Lakshman with lotus. If you want to see a lotus which remains open 24 hours, here is that lotus. So Lakshman's attitude was this. So Lord Ram had to put Mother Sita in that Agni Pariksha. So he himself went through so much of pain. So you should understand that in devotional service, which is the highest means to attain the perfection, the pains, the disturbances, the graft, this, all these things will go on, but our goal should be fixed, that is bhakti. Not like Duryodhana, even after knowing, having personal goal on priority, and Duryodhana's service secondary or for the industry was the only. In case of Karna also, Karna also told that I know that all of the bhaktas, all of all are going to die. And I also know that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna also told him that you are talking about Duryodhana being king. I am very sure that Yudhishthira Maharaj made you the king because you are their eldest brother. And all the Pandavas will be putting all in the penny. Forget about Duryodhana, I will make you the king. We just fight for Pandavas. So Krishna had this desire that Karna should at least do that much of devotional service. Till the time Bhishma is fighting, Karna had told him, till the time Bhishma is fighting, I will not fight. So Krishna went to him and said, for those days, if Bhishma is arrived, you fight from the side of Pandavas. At least do this much of devotional service in your life. Karna said, no, I know that this is what is going to happen, but I cannot change. I cannot put my friend ship down for this. So the story is that for this social morality, I good friendship, there is, I will take care of my friendship, I cannot put my friend down. This attitude of Karna is absolutely wrong. See, in India in many places, they put Karna very, very great personality. But they go on speaking negative about Karna. But Karna had, even Karna's birth, he also a very much demonic. Although he said he took birth from sun god, but how he came from sun god? That is also an offense in itself. So, this Karna also never changed. So in our spiritual life, if we have our normal goals, the normal small goals, small priority, then goals and service, then you know, we should know that things are not going the right way. That was in Bhagavad Gita. What is that verse? Guru is the order of Guru, the topmost. He is disobedient to the creation.
He
gave up Guru Mantra.
Vyavasaya
Atma Bhagavati. Vyavasaya Atma Bhagavati means absolute determination. Is that true determination? So in spiritual life, the determination should be like that. And it comes in the association of devotees. When we are in the right association, in everything that determination comes. So I thank you very much for this. Although the whole class was not completely connected with the world, but I just had a desire to see something from Ramayana because Ram Navami is coming. So let us invite the mood, the attitude of Lord Ram, the attitude of Lakshman, the attitude of Bharat, the attitude of Hanuman, the attitude of Sugriva. When Sugriva and Lord Ram both were having argument when Vibhishana surrendered. When Vibhishana surrendered, he came from Ravana, kicked him out. So Vibhishana came, he surrendered to Lord Ram, and at that time Sugriva said that we don't want to have Vibhishana. Lord Ram said, let us have Vibhishana. So Ramanujacharya explained that why this fighting was going on. Because Lord Ram had initially taken shelter of Vibhishana, initially taken shelter of Sugriva. Sugriva wanted to see that Lord Ram is protected from any kind of demons, including Vibhishana. Because Vibhishana ultimately nobody knew him. Lord Ram was arguing, because Vibhishana had taken my shelter, I cannot say no to him. Because at that time Lord Ram says, Amulya Agrarya Sam Sarvan, with the tip of my toe, I can kill all the demons. What do you think about me, oh Sugriva? Even what to speak of Vibhishana, even Ram comes here and says that Ram has lost the Tavasmi. There's a word. Tavasmi is a Vithi Yasake. Our Swayam Sarvada Sri Gadami Sattva. Lord answered, this is my vow. If somebody comes to me and they say that I am yours, I will protect you and I will take full charge of you. So let us go down and say, Lord, I am yours. Just carrying also somebody says, then also I take it right here. So that time, Ram says that Ram says that what is condition? Even Ramana comes and say that I am yours, I will protect you. So this is the nature, let us invite this food, a full surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the only way, here Prabhupada explains, only devotees and no other can understand Bhagavad Gita. This is the only way, devotional service is the only way to take and understand Bhagavad Gita. The first point which we discussed, one thing of saying, Bhaktosi means Sakhacharya. Then only we can understand if we are in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we are devotees. Otherwise, our situation will be on Mayavadi. Trying to take the warmth from the wood shot by a single thread, which is not possible. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any? Anybody have any question? No question. Thank you. So we have given now
10 minutes.
Yeah, we have given for 10 minutes, and then we will be having prasada upstairs.
This one.
This place will be used for some prasadam for the central program. So after treatment, we will go up and we will have prasad there.